This week, a number of environmental bills work their way through the state legislature. NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune's Tristan Baurick, is following the bills and talks with WWNO's Tegan Wendlin about their progress.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, Tegan.
So you were focused on the legislature this week, tracking a number of bills related to the environment, and one of them would have required air monitors for certain chemical plants. What was the goal with this bill, and how did lawmakers end up voting?
The goal was to put pollution monitors around chemical plants that have had at least 3 air quality violations over a 2-year period. So out of 500 facilities, this would have impacted just 4 in the state. So only 4 have had three or more violations.
Well, that seems like a pretty good idea to put pollution monitors out. How did the legislature vote on it?
Well, it actually didn't even get out of committee, which is kind of a rare thing. It was rejected by a vote of 12-4 in the House Natural Resources Committee. So it won't go to the House floor for a full vote.
So it faced pretty strong opposition, even though it was only going to apply to a couple of plants. Why is that?
Yeah, well, the chemical industry was pretty unified and said that they already do a good enough job reining in pollution. And, of course, they don't want to have a new law penalizing them. Cost was also a concern. The price for some of these systems can go up to $250,000 per year. And they also worried that these monitors would scare people who live near the facilities.
So the chemical industry voiced their concerns about this legislation, and they said that it would scare people for them to know more about what might be coming out of these plants.
Yeah, the monitors would provide continuous real-time monitoring, and the information would be available on the web for anybody to see. People might see spikes in toxic chemicals, and that would raise concerns. And if really big leaks did happen, the monitors would send out an alert to residents so they could get out of the area.
But, I mean, it seems like it's always a good thing for people to have more information about their environment, not less. And some plants along the river are already using these things, right?
Yeah, they are, but they're not very common. The Denka chloroprene plant in St. John Parish has a few, but they check air quality only occasionally and on a set schedule, like once every 6 days. The monitors under this bill would have checked the air 24/7.
And there was another bill you were following related to chemical plants. What happened with that one?
This was a House bill that would have allowed chemical plants to do their own voluntary pollution audits. Basically, they would do their own in-house checkups to see if they're complying with the regulations. But the big thing that caught people's eye is that these audits would be kept secret. The plants wouldn't need to show whether or not they're complying. Environmental groups are fighting it, and this week the bill was pulled for some reworking. The next version should be back in the Natural Resources Committee next week.
So who audits the plants now, then?
The State Department of Environmental Quality can audit them, but there's a sense that they're really not doing enough. They're not being very proactive with it, partly because they don't have a very large staff.
And there's yet another bill that would require facilities that spill sewage to have alert systems in place. That seems like a pretty good idea. And that one's moving forward, right?
Yeah, that one is moving forward. This bill comes from a representative in St. Tammany Parish, where they've had kind of chronic sewage overflows. The bill's a bit like the air monitoring one, except this is for sewage. Any sewage pumping or lift station that has 5 failures in a year would have to install a monitoring system. There is some concern about costs, especially in rural areas, but in general, it seems like there's a fair amount of support for the bill.
It seems like these bills are partly addressing citizen health concerns along the chemical corridor, that industrial area between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. Are we seeing people in that area challenging industry more?
In some areas, yes, they are. In St. Charles and St. John Parish, there is some organized activism. In other places like Iberville and Ascension, which are south of Baton Rouge, there's less of that, although those areas are also, they also have high emissions and also high cancer rates. The activism might be pushing some of this legislation, but so far there really hasn't been a lot of traction in the legislature.
Well, the 2019 legislative session runs through early June, so we'll check in again then. Thanks, Tristan.
Thanks a lot.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, and the Foundation for Louisiana.